ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, September 19th, 2025. ARRL has launched a nationwide grassroots campaign aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant amateur radio operators the same rights to install antennas on their property as those enjoyed by users of TV antennas, wireless internet, and flagpoles. The campaign, announced in an ARRL member bulletin on September 17, 2025, follows the reintroduction of the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act in February 2025. Bipartisan bills H.R. 1094 in the House and S.459 in the Senate are designed to prevent restrictive homeowners association HOA rules that currently prohibit or severely limit the installation of amateur radio antennas, even when such antennas are hidden in trees, placed in attics, mounted on vehicles, or look like flagpoles. This legislation is about restoring equal rights to licensed amateur radio operators, said ARRL President Rick Roderick. These restrictions hinder not only the enjoyment of amateur radio, but also its vital role in emergency communications during disasters. To advance the legislation, ARRL is calling on its members and all licensees of the U.S. Amateur Radio Service to take action by sending letters to their congressional representatives. Through a dedicated online tool at https://sendaletter.org/HOA, hams can easily generate and submit pre-drafted letters with just a few clicks. Go there and help us by sending your letters to representatives and senators. ARRL has emphasized that every letter matters. Your representatives and senators need to know that the passage of this legislation is important to you. And you can find more information on how and where to send those letters at ARRL.org. Radio amateurs are valuable resources to their communities in times of crisis. This week, hams in Connecticut were featured in news coverage as they participated in a mass casualty drill with the St. Vincent Medical Center in Bridgeport. Several scenarios played out in which amateur radio volunteers helped the hospital connect with other medical facilities, including a targeted cyber attack, mass shootings, and explosions. While radio can provide resilience to communities, preparedness for those who would operate the radios begin at home.